It's a conspiracy, you see. I keep looking at the feed here from Rumble, and it's just keeps freezing up on me. So, you know, whatever. Let's keep it going. 877-310-9966 on a free-for-all Friday. It's the day that I take questions and comments from you anywhere in America. Any question is free game as long as you keep it clean. Charles is in Texas today. Texas got hit by some big storms in Houston last night. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to have you.
So I had an ominous conspiracy idea to share with you. I look at China like the mafia, and the mafia hires hitmen. The hitmen are Russia and North Korea. They have the, you know, hypersonic nuclear-tipped missiles, and I think they're going to be the trigger people. And I think Russia, the Biden administration, which is controlled by Obama, and China are all colluding together for a fake nuclear proxy war. And I think they're going to let missiles hit in each country, a couple of cities, make it look good. Then they're going to pretend they're having these great peace talks. And then you're just going to wake up, and it's going to be Russia, China, and Obama land. That's what I think is going to happen. No election.
Charles, I hope you are absolutely wrong, but you know what? Who knows? It's a frightening world out there. Look, China and Russia working together, and at some point, Russia's going to realize they're dancing with the Black Widow because China cares not about Russia at all, or anybody else for that matter. They care only about themselves. Charles, really appreciate the call today. To the East Coast we go. John is in Connecticut. John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's more of a rhetorical statement. What is the preparations the government's going to take place if this thing is rigged again and Biden and or Whitmer gets in, and we all know it's rigged? What are the preparations that this country's going to take to prevent a civil war, because the insurrection is that happened in 2021?
It's a curious question you pose there, John. What will people react like this time if it's not clear that the outcome was fair, honest, with integrity? If it seems to be an election without integrity, then what? I mean, here's the thing. You look at all the polling, and you can say, well, pollings don't matter. Well, it does matter to the extent that there's a trend that Trump is leading across the country, 1 to 3 points in the head-to-head, a little bit wider if it's a five-way race, which it appears it's going to be. That's like an 8-point swing from where we were 4 years ago. Joe Biden was leading a lot of the polls 4 years ago. He's not leading in any of the polls now to speak of. And I don't know what the preparations are, but I'm sure they'll do whatever they think they can get away with, just like they did during COVID. It's an interesting question, John, one people should consider before we get there. All right, going to Florida now. George is in Florida. Georgie, how are you?
Hey, Steve, I enjoy your program very much. I got kind of an interesting question here. President Trump has been prevented from campaigning by a cabal of corrupt Marxists, and Obama needs a few more, Hussein Obama needs a few more months to complete his agenda. Can you tell the public what gender Michelle is, so Biden's handlers can get her appointed president when he is declared incompetent?
Well, I'm not sure anybody knows the answer. It's the $64,000 question. I don't know that we want to know the answer, George, to that question, to be honest with you. Do we? I don't think I want to know that. Anyhow, let's see here. Appreciate it, my friend. He made me chuckle. He made me laugh this Friday morning. Dennis is in Indiana. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. I'm an old Vietnam veteran, and I just want to try to put a little sparkle in your eye for the weekend. First of all, I wish I had ivy like you have. The only ivy I got around my house is poison. Second, all this confusion about what people believe in and everything. I mean, we just need to go to two parties. One, you got Make America Great. Then the other one is you got communist ruling American beef.
That's exactly that right. You got two things to choose from. You're right, Dennis. I mean, there's not much of a divide here. I mean, you can go with people that believe in America, or you can go with people that think America is wrong, America's a terrible place. You go with the people that support those on the college campuses that say, death to America. You know, people like Rashida Tlaib's constituents, death to America. That's right near my house. It's revolting to me, upsetting to me, and it's too bad. I think it's a clear delineation. And really, let's just talk about the fact that it's groceries are 35% more expensive than they were 4 years ago. And gasoline's 55% more expensive than it was 4 years ago. And I can go on with that. That hurts everybody. All right, let's go to Florida now. Robert is in Florida. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Steve?
I'm good, Robert. What's on your mind?
Well, I think they're going to get rid of Biden after the first debate they have because he's going to be so obnoxious they can't handle it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's part of the deal. I think you're right on it, Robert. As I've said from the time that I heard this, this is a test balloon. There are never debates in June. The earliest debates I could find were third week of September. Those are the earliest. They go from late September into October. That's when presidential debates are held. Now, the good thing about this is in June, and the second one's set for September 10th, nobody's voted by then. So that's good news for the voters of America. You get to see the truth before you go to the ballot box. All right, let's go to Paul in North Carolina. Paul, how are you today?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
The point I wanted to make is back in 2008, when Barack Obama was running, every American had the hope that this was going to end racism once and for all, but he made it 10 times worse.
He did.
All this noise that we're facing today is just a grand illusion. It's all a facade. He's still running the country. We live in an abomination.
I agree with you. He's made it 10 times worse. The divide in America is worse. The dividing of people by color and gender and everything else is worse. I mean, the great work that started with Eisenhower in 1957 in Little Rock has been devastated. Remember, Dwight Eisenhower put through the first civil rights bill. Make no mistake, the Democrats tried to take credit for it, but it was Dwight Eisenhower. Republicans have always been the party of equality and voting rights and protecting people's human dignity. That's always been the case, not the other way around. But yet they hijack the truth, and that's where we end up with it. All right, I'm going to get to Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, we've got about 30 seconds. You're up. What's on your mind?
Okay. Three quick things. I believe that Obama is still running the country, where Biden is losing his thought capacity. He's far gone. We know that. But once in a while, he says something that's true because he forgets that it's not supposed to be said. And he was recently on the same stage as Obama, and he called him president, and he was vice president. And he's done that before because that is the way it is.
Well, it is that way. I got to leave it right there because we're up against the break, Andrea. Greatly appreciate you. I think a lot of people believe that Barack Obama said if he could do it by telephone, if he could call it in, he'd like to do that job. Well, here we are. Around the corner, a good friend of mine that's fighting for America. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.